This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Sekou Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, we back at it. Urban Culture Drive every Tuesday, 3 to 4. And as always, I'm squad deep. I'm never alone. I'm with my girl C and my boy C.
Hey, hey.
Yes. How's everybody doing?
We are hype. We are hype. B.
I'm all right. It's just a bit hot now. It's getting a bit too hot. I'm excited.
Hot?
Yeah, it's getting a bit
summer too hot. Summer.
Exactly.
No, we're ready.
On
ready.
Friday, is going to be 27 degrees maximum, and it's Candace's birthday. It's a sign.
Hey. Surely, darling, this means something.
Darling, you're turning 22.
Basically, 21.
You're, 21.
You're way ahead of me. Yeah, 21 years old. Young. 21 years young.
Okay, give us your real age now.
My soccer age. Let me give you my soccer age.
Age, yes.
The soccer age is 16.
Soccer age
is basically like your super young age. Mm. Like your fake age.
When you
age.
Have a 30-something year old and they say he's 21.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
One thing I hate about coming back to studio, right?
What?
Everybody fucking up the desk.
Stop fucking up the desk.
And then I'm trying to do things now, start my show properly, and then
guys, enough with the negative energy. It's good. It's a good day. Yes, yes, somebody might have fucked up, but
do you have money to make us feel better?
I have my own.
Yo!
Shots fired. The show just started, Craig.
Fam.
The show just fucking started. Yeah,
but this is why I don't hang around with poor people, honestly. Ooh. You know, it's just
that's literally why Craig never hangs out with me.
You know what
Second
I mean?
Like, shots fired.
He's not trying to be
yo, I Craig
overwhelmed.
Is anyway, today the show's not about us, Craig.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Today.
2 minutes into the show, we're being chucked like that.
Not necessarily. I think, you know what?
Self-esteem is at an all time low, niggas.
Oh, yeah. But also, guys, it's just me. You know how I roll. I'm just teasing you. I mean, if I can't tease my brothers and sisters,
who see, can you really? You see,
the other two are having a feud and following each other. When
okay, so guys, I'm going to just quickly summarize this up.
24 hours, Lesego Mapanga.
Okay, let me summarize it up. So we, obviously, because we're a group, we have like a WhatsApp group, the Urban Culture Drive group. It's a whole family situation. But the main member, as he liked to call himself, Lesego Mapanga, decided to follow Candace Coulson on Twitter. Now, this made headlines.
He unfollowed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing.
Please tell them the reason.
I have no... Oh, yeah. The reason is the fact that Candace apparently talks too much about the Kardashians, uploads too much about the Kardashians, which technically is her family, so I don't get...
I don't understand.
I would never unfollow you for that, but you do speak a lot about that family. But
we're family, though. I don't understand what the issue is. Do you not post your family all the time?
What are some of the reasons that you've unfollowed someone?
I just don't get their vibe.
Okay, Candace?
Samesies. It's just annoying. I mean, on Twitter, I would say, if you're just posting, trashy stuff.
Retweets or trolling.
Or
you're not adding value.
Yeah,
then I unfollow.
I unfollow.
And also, if you're a celebrity and you don't follow me back.
Oh, God.
I have this thing where I'm like, follow me, Musa.
No, I unfollow when you take the same type of pictures on Instagram. Specifically talking about
really?
Instagram. Yeah, if you take
such
the
a
same,
petty little bitch.
Yeah, the same type of angle.
How
like,
dare you?
There's
take
no
the
variety. My data, even though it's uncapped, but still, my data.
Right? Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from the follows, these are people we definitely need to follow. In a short while, we'll be having the crew from Indoni.
Absolutely.
I'm always trying to say that in a Zulu word, in a Zulu way, but I can't.
In Indoni, it's so easy. What the hell?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Indoni.
But in Zulu, like it must have Indoni. That Indoni.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to be chilling with the peeps from Indoni.
Yes.
In Durney, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to learn a whole lot more about cosmetics.
I'm so excited.
For the melanin skin.
Absolutely.
Made out of natural products.
So does that mean I don't get to be involved?
You're melanin, dude. You percentage melanin.
Absolutely. Okay, and also, the whole idea of self-care and wellness is quite interesting because the spending on that is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean, saw the stats on the thing.
It's quite interesting that even though people are broke, they will never, like especially girls, will never stop doing their nails or their hair or pampering of some sort. It just never stops.
So
I'd rather not have braid than, you know, to look trash.
Than your nails to be
cheap. Do you know what I mean?
No. I would rather eat than...
Well, we're talking about real
people. But I'm glad that I have real hair, so I can't even be a part of this conversation. Cause
absolutely.
No. No. With all due respect. I don't mean it like that. I can't speak on that because I don't need a weave. Yeah. I personally, I'll Q-tex my nails.
Yeah.
And it comes off the very next day. So fuck.
And you live with that. That's right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I know.
Sure. Now it's annoying.
The rest of the world does not live like that. You have to look. I mean, and it's worse in Joburg because let's say for example you want to go to the farmer's market, people are overdressed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just have to look a certain way.
Yeah. I wonder if I'd ever fit into that space. I'm poor right now, but I'm thinking when I'm rich,
maybe
would I ever? Would I conform to that?
Maybe after
I think about that.
Maybe after the talk today with the peeps, they might shed some different light and insight.
Absolutely.
That might encourage.
But I think style is not subject to having money.
No. Yeah.
You can be poor but have impeccable style.
I don't think it's about style. I think it's about the fact that now that you have money, you have a lot of options. Instead of doing your own laundry, I'd rather have somebody else do it. Instead
and
of
not even that,
nails,
yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
And also your beauty products that you use. So you're going to use something that's a little more expensive with higher quality. It's going to do the job a little better.
La mer.
You know? So yeah, it's great. Money talks, fam.
Absolutely.
I always say that. Money talks. Man. And bullshit catches the taxi, takes the bus, walks.
What's that? Money talks and bullshit catches the taxi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a new one, Candace. When Ali Craig today are just firing shots. What?
No, man, we're not.
No, we're not.
Educating the
people.
I think, you know, when we do this show once a week, it gives us back our original energy. Yeah, you know, because this thing of the daily. Oh,
it's awesome. A problem.
It's not a problem, but it's like, yeah, okay, I ran out of context now.
But in the words of Rihanna, it is a much needed break.
Just
going back to our own slot, right?
Hey, talking about that bitch, where is she? What's happening to Rihanna?
She's right here.
We've been waiting.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Seko Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace,
Urban
Culture Drive.
Boom. Like, guys, I still can't get over this. Sting of ours.
It's time for us to recreate. I want to hear my own voice. I want to hear myself rap.
Crack-o-sexy.
You know what I mean?
That's you, man.
Yes, but also, can that be my rapping voice, though? Like, you know, I need something more sexy.
You remember Ifani?
Huh?
Remember Ifani? Yes. You would irritate the shit out of people just like Ifani.
You know what I mean?
If you rap like that. So let it go.
It's like that chick from is it not Fuck Off Police Car, that Afrikaans group duo. I think the international one. No, the local ones, but they're so international. There's that girl with a cute voice. I think you're freaky because I like you.
I am a butterfly. I need your protection. Oh, what are they called again?
I forgot what they're called, but they're super cool. They're super cool.
Flew over my
I
head.
Know who you're talking about. I'll figure it out.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
But her name is Yolanda Fisser.
Yolandi Fisser, yes.
Like I said, I need you guys by my side. Because I'm not clued up with these things.
It's okay, you're not white.
But on other news,
yes,
we got very special people in studio today.
I'm so
holla,
proud.
Holla.
Hey.
We got the peeps from Indoni.
Yes.
In Zulu. Yeah, Indoni.
Yes.
Introduce yourself, ladies. Let's start there.
Okay, my name is Natasha, but everyone just calls me Natasha because it's easier to pronounce and to remember. So, yeah.
Natasha, I love that.
Natasha. Yeah.
Stunning.
That's
derived
what?
From the name Nathan.
Yeah.
But because I was a girl,
yeah,
they put the CIA at the end.
You know what I mean?
Wow, I think it's beautiful. But I also pronounced it when I got the brief.
Yeah.
I pronounced it as Natasha.
Yeah. It sounds like
Natasha.
It sounds like a label, hey?
It sounds fancy.
What is it? Italian.
Thank you.
Where is that from?
From my grandmother. So
is it Olivier or Olifir?
Olifir.
Okay, got you. So, because my craziness took me to Olivier. I was like, Natasha Olivier. Mm. Where's this girl from? So it's Natasha Olifir.
Olifir. I've never had to pronounce the same name, so I was like, yo, it is what it is.
Awesome, guys.
And you, my sister, she's not alone.
Yes.
She's with.
Yes, I'm not Rosa. Mine is special to name my name. Please confirm it. Please. Yeah, like thank you.
It's amazing. It's amazing, Zekofato.
I love it. She must steal the spotlight, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Although she's my boss, so yeah.
Awesome. You got to give her a little more.
Exactly.
Spotlight.
Yeah. It's a group thing, this thing. It's a group thing. It's a group thing. So, ladies from Indoni, let's start with the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Indoni is Zulu, meaning what? Why that name?
Okay, so it's a Zulu name that basically means being naturally beautiful. You know?
Oh, wow.
So you're just beautiful. Yeah, it's like a plant that grows.
Yeah.
Close to the riverside that looks beautiful the whole
It's like
year.
A lotus flower.
Yes.
Ne?
Yeah.
If I may. In English translation.
Yeah.
So the product, the word
and it grows naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is our melanin brothers and sisters. Okay, so that's what the name means.
Mm-hmm.
My follow-up question is, why cosmetics? Why not anything else? I mean, in this day and age, there's people studying podcasts, there's people studying online businesses, there's all sorts of things that you could do out there. Why go into a space that seems so saturated?
Mm-hmm. Where do I start? So I was born with a skin condition. Mm-hmm. So my skin would peel off.
It doesn't seem like that now.
I know.
Well, thanks to Indoni.
Wow.
And then later on when I went to high school, you know, you always want to be the cool chick, you know, the prettiest one, but you're not, you know. And dealing with acne and skin that is peeling off, that literally like killed me. You know, I had no self-confidence at all.
Man.
Yeah. So, I think I completed high school, and then after high school, I actually wanted something that was soothing and cooling for my skin, something that will actually help heal my skin. So I'd always cry, and I'd always ask my dad to buy me stuff, you know, those expensive, you know, cosmetics products, because, you know, they work, because they're so expensive, but they did more harm than good to my skin. And then, I love the Dr. Oz show.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching Dr. Oz. So I got an idea from watching his show, and he was talking about food and how food is healing and how food can develop our inner organs and replenish our cells. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. Why don't I try food? So if you can eat food and it's good for our bodies, why not try it for the skin?
Yeah.
So I tried, you know, my own concoctions and then mixing up some things. And then voila, the idea came up, and I'm like,
this
you
is
know?
It.
Yeah, wow. This is it.
So basically, you started this yourself. It was like you just decided, okay, let me be Kanagimang, that scientist, that had a little sister.
You lost me at science.
Cartoon. The cartoon.
Dexter's
Dr.
Laboratory.
Dexter's oh, you decided Dexter. To become Dexter's Dexter. Lab.
Yeah, now you know you're a scientist
now. Yeah, not really. Of course I said science.
But I was doing this for me, you know, because I really wanted something for my skin because nothing was working for me, you know. So when I tried food, it literally worked. And I like the fact that it has no alcohol, no perfume, no artificial colorants, no preservatives, no minerals,
blah, blah, blah,
you know. And it really works because I always say to people, if you can't eat it, don't apply it because it literally damages your skin.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Wow.
So you can't be eating French fries. I mean, you said if you can't eat it, you can't apply it to your skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we probably shouldn't be eating French fries.
Yeah.
And chicken wings. And dunked wings.
I mean, like perfume.
Yeah, what
you
about
can't
perfume?
Drink perfume.
Yeah, so you shouldn't apply.
You shouldn't apply it.
But I don't want to smell.
Because you know what it does. It does.
But you can get perfume that doesn't affect you, I think.
I don't know.
Or is it oils?
Yeah, you get those oil-based perfumes. Yeah. That's much better. Yeah. Because there are less chemicals in it.
Stunning. I like the fact that, you know, this is a woman's initiative. I mean, talking about Women's Month, that's very stunning. And I think just a comment on what he said, that, you know, this market is it's saturated. Mm-hmm. I also feel that people never stop wanting to look beautiful, irrespective of how or where they're from.
And I think from the ancient of days, it was like that. Everybody like that. Wanted to be beautiful.
Jezebel, she's the one that started this.
Exactly. I'm not commenting on that one. I don't know.
Yeah, it's in the Bible. The thing
is biblical.
It's there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it also makes sense because a lot of African people have been crying with this. A lot of international
products
that don't really cater you know, for us.
Created by a white person, which is scary. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice for seeing a young black woman creating something for herself and now extending it for others. Because it initially was just for your own. Mm-hmm. Not selfish, but for your own benefit.
Yeah.
So when did you decide now, Uti, this works for me, let me take it out for others to use and enjoy and see? And how does that process work? Because I'm thinking, I mean, all right, maybe let me unpack it this way. You young, you black, you in the cosmetics business, right?
Mm-hmm.
How difficult or easy was it to start this company up and get into industry? Let's start there.
Sure. It's not easy. That's one thing I can tell you. It's not easy. Nothing comes easy in life, but you just need to push and persevere. You know?
It's been around since 2015, right?
2016.
That's when
2015 was when I was prototyping, giving it out to women. So I gave a few samples to my mom to try out, and then she gave it to her friends. They loved it, and they were like, no, but this is good. Why don't you start a business out of this, you know? And then it was so unsexy because I had it like in mayonnaise jars.
Yeah, you know, I got you.
Mayonnaise bottle.
You gotta use what you gotta use.
Yeah. And then how I got into the whole manufacturing space was when I started pitching the idea to SAB Kickstart Ignite. That was a competition that was running TUT University. So I took my chances, and I had no sample. I had nothing. I just had an idea in my head.
Yeah. So you had not done it yet? You had not done those mayonnaise jar samples?
Yeah. No. I had, but I gave it to my mom and the ladies.
So you had nothing to show?
To show, at the pitching session. Competition. So I just pitched, and they loved it. They just loved the fact that I'm making things out of food. And they were like, okay, we'll put you in the top 12, you know. So after the top 12, doors just started opening, you know. So I got a lot of publicity from entering that competition. And then from there, I entered another competition at Innovation Hub. So I won that as well. Came first with that as well. So they also liked the concept.
So all of this is happening while you're working, studying. What's happening?
I wasn't working. I was studying at the moment.
At that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was studying, but I was also not so interested
in what you were studying.
Yeah.
I get you. I think the one comment that I have is with regards to the packaging, because you said it was like mayonnaise jars. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I find aesthetically appeasing is the way that you've used the font on the product, you know, the product placement, the clear jars. It's quite inviting, you know. And so did you spend a lot of time working on that? Because I know the physical appearance of a product is quite, you know, important for the eye.
Yeah, definitely. So I had to literally teach myself how to design.
Self-taught. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Wow. In a lot of things.
Praise the Lord.
No, I'm
in a lot of things.
Self-taught graphics.
Well done, baby.
Stunning.
So that's when you... So basically everything that goes behind the Indoni brand is done by you.
Yes, but now I want to transfer the skills.
So it's a one-man business, this thing.
Girl.
It's a one-man business, but now I want to empower other women. you know, and I want them to grow as well in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what else do you guys do other than provide, you know, beautiful, luscious, natural stuff for the skin? Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Okay. Should I answer?
Yeah. Hey, she can answer.
Oh, sorry. What
you know,
was
what else do you guys do other than provide beautiful skin products?
We are sort of like passionate of the old people, sort of, yes, okay. Because they're in the business also.
Yeah.
We do like the fitness thingies.
Wellness.
Yes, because spa. Exactly.
Gorgeous.
Exactly, yes. Imagine being a go-go and being gorgeous and saying that I am gorgeous.
And being blessed. Imagine being a go-go and still having a blesser.
Yes.
Imagine.
Yes. Awesome.
Yes,
so
yes.
I want to know, how has the market received this product so far? What was the market reception like? What are the things that people are saying? Are these things working? Is it having a positive effect? And what was the crit on the products?
Okay, so we all know that, you know, a lot of people are still brand loyal.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
And it's really tough. This is a tough industry.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very tough one because there's a whole lot of other natural products out there.
I mean, you walk into Dis-Chem.
Yes.
You walk into Dis-Chem and like there's a million options. But also I worked within an entrepreneurial space and this was almost every time this was an idea someone had.
Yeah.
And people would run with prototypes and it was always, you know...
It worked.
And everyone was going to this factory where they would, you know, go and get these things bottled up. And it's beautiful. It looked beautiful too. But I always ask people, value proposition, what makes yours different? You know, because that's always the thing you wanna sort
Sing
of figure out
yeah.
so that
yeah.
yours sells.
Yeah.
So, but that's just this is just a side thought. But you can continue with what you were saying.
Yeah. Okay, so... I think with us, what makes us a bit different from all the others is that, as I said before, you know, we don't add any chemicals, no minerals, no parabens, no artificial colorants. So this is literally made from food and edible oils and essential oils with healing properties, you know. So if you're looking for that perfume in the product, you know, you want to smell good, the essential oils are the perfume in the product, you know. So how the market has been receiving our products, it's been quite an interesting journey because we get a lot of women who are like, we love your product, especially who are elderly, you know. Elderly women love this because they think of our ancient great grandparents and grandfathers.
Yes.
They would use, you know, soil, ash, whatever, you know, plants that they could find.
Glycerin.
You know.
So target market is slowly aligning itself to be for the older generation.
The older generation. But the younger generation as well.
Mm.
But they're a bit skeptic, you know, because there's like...
Because we constantly have L'Oreal and all of these other brands, you know, in our faces. And Olay is a very... it's also very... What's the word I'm looking for? Natural product.
Mm-hmm.
So Olay is a really cool natural product. And there's a couple of brands. But as you mentioned, there's a ton of... brands that you're competing with, but you have done a great job. I think it's really great. And so you've said the reception has been sort of like you have an older target market right now because they trust it. They trust the fact that it's natural.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I mean, if you tell me something's natural, I would trust it also.
Yeah,
there's a
yeah.
bit more trust
yeah.
connected to that. Internationally, have you guys made sales?
Internationally, not yet, but we're looking at trading into Ghana and Mozambique.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very soon. So we're trying to get the brand out there, hopefully in the UK, but that's like later on.
That's quite later on. And and the wellness part of it, how many people have you involved in terms of employment and skills transfer and so forth? You do spas and wellness. I'm assuming that there's a lot of women particularly involved. Hopefully they're black.
They are
stunning.
Elderly women.
Oh.
I spent most of my time with elderly women.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense since you're saying the product.
They can, you know,
yeah.
They can just
yeah.
be my witnesses.
But there's a lot of wisdom from elderly women, so hey.
Exactly. That's the good thing. That's an advantage of it, by the way. Yeah.
You got to in the best of both worlds.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So you were talking about... So my biggest thing, right, is with anything that you do, especially once you've got a two product phase, is distribution, right? Reach. So, like, what are the challenges that you face in terms of getting retail space or in terms of distributing this, the product? Have you gotten retail space? If not, have you started the process of trying to acquire retail space? And if so, what have they been, like, the challenges that you faced in, what is it, depriving you or in allowing you to get that retail space?
I think for me, I don't want to go retail wise. That's because I want to be sort of like different, you know. So I don't want to sell what I'm doing in retail spaces, like your Clicks, your Dis-Chem and whatnot. So the whole concept or the whole business model is a bit different. I want to go towards the route of the body shop.
You want to make it a boutique,
Where it's exclusive and you can only
get the products there.
Yeah.
So in that nature, then, have you started the process of? Because then, are you gonna franchise it? Are you gonna? Have you started that process? And what's it like?
Well, it's still in the pipeline, but the idea now is training the sales reps, like the ladies.
The forefront of the product.
Yeah. So they are part of our executive team. Mm-hmm. So we're training them so that one day they can also have their own branches, an exclusive Endoni branch where you can only buy the product there.
And find it there.
Yes.
But then that also comes with manufacturing as well.
Yes, yeah.
Do you have a place where you mass manufacture or is it still Dexter in the kitchen?
Yeah, it's still Dexter in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But with the innovation hub on board.
Yeah.
So I'm incubated at the biopark. So the idea is to, you know, manufacture everything at the biopark.
Package it there and then distribute it at different stores.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. So at least it seems to be growing since, I mean, 2015, 2018, that's 3 years later and you're still kicking it strong. Right? Has there been, aside from the two ladies in studio with you today, I saw you've partnered or you've put on board 30 odd elderly women as board members or as part of the company as shareholders of the product, right? What was the move behind that? Why?
I think the move behind that was because elderly women understand, you know, they understand what I do. They see the vision, you know, they get the concept and they were willing to run with it. And they were like, no, bring us the stuff, we'll go sell, you know. I can tell women.
Plus, those are the Tupperware generation.
I can tell women.
Exactly. They know how to sell things.
Yes.
Tupperware generation.
Tupperware. You know?
Yeah.
They're like, no, bring us the stuff. We'll go sell. It's like, wow, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
But why board members instead of employees?
It's because I've been working with these ladies for quite some time and they've been faithful.
So they feel part of the family, part of the brand.
And also, even when things like go, they are there.
I also think, you know, having a board of directors or whatever helps with decision making processes, unlike just having employees, you know what I mean? So I really want to commend you for that.
Thank you.
You're empowering the elderly, man. Who does that? It should be the other way around.
Oh, wow.
We are doing that. All of it.
No.
They're not interested. The young people are like, hi, me. Go sell.
Not in a bad way. I'm saying it's good that you're preserving the elderly and then it's going to transfer down. Because, I mean, imagine if Elisha Mabuse comes. Actually, I'm giving you ideas now.
Percentage.
Maybe you should approach her and find some sort of partnership with her. Golden.
Definitely.
I'm smelling this. What is this? Bodily scrub, salt scrub.
Salt scrub.
It smells lemony.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Nice. I love it. You probably have an ingredients list here.
It reminds me of the smoothies. Remember that? Is it smoothies or what? The green. There's a green lemony.
Zesty.
It's beautiful. I love this. I wanted to know, so this is solely for your body, right?
Yep.
Yes, what does say body scrub?
Yeah.
And so what it says here is, hold on, it loosens muscle tension, exfoliates and nourishes your skin, leaving it moisturized.
Foreplay vibes.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Okay. Do you have products for the face itself?
Mm-hmm.
So the skin on your face.
Yeah. There's like shea butter, right? What do you call it?
Shea butter, that's for the body, yeah. For the hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But for the face, what we normally do, we book you in and then we scan. We do a face map analysis.
Y'all be fancy.
So like dermatology vibes.
I would totally come to that.
I partnered with Dermacroft, so they are like our dermatologist, private dermatologist. Yeah. So if I am not able to treat your skin condition, I refer you to her. Then she does all her magic. Yeah.
I got you.
Ah, injamwe. So shortly after the break, we'll find out how much of a top dog you really are. Because we want to shake things up on this show. And I hope you are ready. Because if you're not, also sore.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, this is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the Seko Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
I always get super motivated when I'm surrounded by a beautiful black woman, especially on Women's Month.
Womandla.
What is it? Womandla. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm so glad you ladies are here. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
I'm all right. I see we've got a new extra guest. Please, who's part of the team now?
Mama, introduce yourself.
Mama, please introduce yourself.
Give us a sign.
My name is Bongile Gupega.
And what do you do in part of Indoni?
I'm a sailor.
Right. Or sales rep.
Okay, cool. So now I'm just going to switch things up just to get more information about you guys, what you do. What I'm going to be talking about or what I'm going to be saying, it's not necessarily true or it's not necessarily false. So it's a little game, okay? I want you to tell me what you think, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start with the first six things, since we're all talking about wellness, spa treatment, being treated, pampering and everything. I'm going to talk about six things that we don't really like about spas and wellness. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the first two people I'm going to ask is these two, my teammates, because they are on the receiving end. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right.
Not a problem.
Okay, guys. Here. I want you to tell me what you think. All right? I'm going to just make a statement. It might be true or false. So you just go for it. All right. As much as we love spa treatments and so forth, these are the things that drive us crazy about wellness and spa treatment and all that fancy stuff.
Okay.
All right. Number one, the 6 a.m. nature walks. Candace.
I'm up early, so yay.
Fuck that.
Yay.
All right.
That's my response. Screw that.
Number two, Job, they are expensive.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Number three, the food is kind of horrible when you're in those situations.
Because then it's like healthy shandies. Yeah.
It's like carrot nyana.
And hummus. What the fuck is
asparagus.
Hummus?
Have you guys eaten asparagus?
It's horrible.
That thing is nonsense.
All right. Number four, we believe that it's based on consumerism.
Oh, absolutely. Because you can literally just go to Ndoni and get these products that they have and have your own little spa treatment at home. But because you guys are on Instagram selling us dreams of nice things at freaking spas.
The Kim Kardashian lifestyle.
Alright, okay, cool. Number five, we don't really get the whole zenning in and out, new age spacey kind of stuff. Like, you know what, I'm finding myself. Let me go to take myself to a spa, you know?
Yeah, I think we haven't quite evolved. We don't really understand it, but we totes. I think we're getting there. But yes, yeah. I understand the fact that we don't really get the whole Zen mode.
It hasn't been a
moment to yourself.
Yeah. All right, okay, cool. All right, last one. These things do tend to be a bit boring.
Nope.
Nah.
You don't think
relaxing,
so?
If nope. anything. But also, I am speaking from just what I've seen on TV. I've never been.
Not from experience.
No, I've never been to a spa. I've never been to a spa.
I'll take you to
it's
a spa.
It's her birthday.
I promise I will take you to a spa.
It's her birthday.
You know what I mean?
You cannot now, but... I will definitely...
Oh, what, Job? How long must I wait for this thing?
I will save up and take you to a spa. Donnie, will you sponsor a spa date for us? You see, I'm hustling right now.
Those were six things that we people that go to spas do not like. So now I'm going to target the spa treatment providers, all you wellness people, okay? So I can just start right here with Natasha. Is that right? Natasha. With an accent. Okay. So these are the things that that people who provide spa treatments and wellness hate about the clients. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start with Natasha. Number one, fat people are very difficult to treat or massage.
I told you.
Yay of nay.
True or false?
Why was she looking at, she looked at me before she answered. Why are you looking at me, Natasha?
No, don't be shy about it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But it is kind of work though, guys. Low key. Okay, yeah. Cool. Number two. Okay. Ooh, next.
The vision of it.
It's tough. All
right.
Number two.
But you must provide the service.
Exactly.
When you provide feet or, you know, feet treatment or therapy, the smelly feet.
But why do you have to go there?
Is it true or false?
I actually always wondered about this, yeah. So please tell us. Yeah.
We are service providers, so we have to do our work and we are passionate about it very much. We love our jobs very much. We appreciate the clients very much. We get paid by those clients very much.
Okay.
That's a safe answer.
I wish you guys could see Zeho's face right now. Like
she's advocating for you all smelly feet people.
All right, number three. Some full body massages or treatment end up with people farting. True or false?
She can answer.
Mama's poor. It's true, nah? And then there you are, your awkward moments.
Imagine, look, because you're relaxed.
You're relaxed.
Everything just relaxed.
Yeah.
And it's, we take it as its nature. It's Ndoni to fart.
But it's awkward for both of us, eh?
Have you guys ever experienced that, though, with the clients?
Yes, we do sometimes. We do.
Especially and then you just keep it moving.
Was I in Zan Kimmich?
And the smile,
I'm
guys.
I'm going to chase you out if you say, ma'am, please, you are farting. Behave yourself. Imagine if I'm doing like that. Imagine.
It's like farting during sex, guys.
Dude, it's awkward.
I try to joke about shit. I'm just like, oops. But you know, people don't receive that shit well.
Alright, gonna continue now. Some clients do not necessarily shower or brush their teeth before they get their treatments.
True.
Ugh. And how does that make you feel? Touching a whole human being not showered and.
There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you know,
but have
you
guys
experienced?
You guys have experienced it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna just give you the last one. Some clients get a little too comfortable that they want you to massage areas you should not be massaging.
That one is a true.
Oh my goodness!
I tell you, the first time.
Yeah.
When I introduced the spa department, I literally had guys calling. They're like, please,
happy
can
ending.
an extra number. Like, no.
Do you know how much money you'll make? And here you have someone who will start.
I can start today.
I'll just Google a few techniques to see why it's a king.
Absolutely. Oh, wow. That's actually quite interesting. You know what? But anyway, we just wanted to just put the air out there. Things we love and things we hate about spa treatment. That's another section of Craig or Sexy. Hashtag now you know. Please follow us on all the socials. Tweet us. Do whatever you need to do. Just make sure that you are heard. 100%. Candace? What do you think of that?
Pardon me, sir. What was that? I think at that.
It's busy. We're planning things.
Sorry, baby. What was that, lovey?
No, I was just saying that spa treatments. What's your opinion? Last one.
I get it. I said, I can't relate.
I know, but what's your opinion?
I think it's great.
You know what I mean?
I think it's awesome. I would love that. My birthday's on Friday.
Thank you.
I'm still asking for a response.
But you are eating the, rather send me the money if you guys are planning on taking me to a spa. I'd rather have the racks.
You know, Ken is like those Nyaupo boys, right?
And you pay my rent.
You buy them bread and they're like, no, give me the money.
Give me the money.
No. No.
Tough. Rent is due. Yeah.
Rent is due.
I'm just saying.
Is that a rap from?
That's a rap.
A wee.
Urban Culture Drive.
So I hope you guys are ready for my game. It's pretty simple. I think I'd rather play it with you, Tseho, out of respect for Mamzo over there. Okay. You're younger. I obviously would rather have this approach with you because it's kind of crazy. You know, it's kind of intense. Yeah, very risque.
Yeah.
So this game is called Death is Not an Option, which literally it implies that these questions I'll ask you, like, you'd want to say, okay, I'd rather die, but it's not even an option. You can't. You have to pick one. Also, the scenario as I stated to you is as it is, that you can't change things. You can't say, okay, no, but if I do this, then 10 years down the line, this will, no, as the scenario is stated, that is it, final, you know, period, that's it. And I will start with you,
Tseho or Natasha?
Tseho.
Okay.
So Tseho, okay, would you rather find your parents' sex tape or find out your parents aren't your parents?
Yeah. Two options. Which one would you want? Would you want to see their sex tape?
And you got to be quick with the answers.
They are not your parents.
You don't, can I be brutally honest?
Yes, please be brutally honest.
Then I know where do I come from. There was a passion there.
So you'd find the sex tape.
Okay.
Tseho's my life.
So you'll find, she is, she's such a vibe.
So you'd want to see them doing the thing.
Okay, you'd want to find their sex tape. Awesome stuff. What would you think it would be titled, though? Just off the top of your head, what do you think would be written on the tape?
Okay, on the tape, it would be... It's her birthday.
That's dope.
I love you so much, Tseho. Natasha, would you rather work as a CEO for the Body Shop internationally, right? So you're like at the top. Or relinquish 80% of Indoni to a Fortune 500 company investor.
Yes. What's hard?
Number one.
Yes, girl.
Yes.
Oh, you'd work as a CEO for the Body Shop. I like that you're so honest. Because many people would be like, no, I'll stand by, you know,
my product.
But okay. You know, anyway, moving on to Craig. Craig was sexy. Yes. I'm so confused. Would you rather catch HIV or go broke?
Go broke. At least I hustle my way back into life. You know, not that you won't be alive.
Where there's life, there's a will.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Where there's a will, there's a way, right?
But it's...
Job, would you rather have no kids or have kids with Down syndrome? Please keep an open mind, guys. This is just hypothetical.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Candace. Hey. Yo, it's a tough one.
It's a very tough one.
No, you know what? I'd rather have no kids.
Okay, fair enough. Me too, bruh.
Yeah, I'd rather have no kids.
Tseho.
Hello.
Would you rather give oral sex to Donald Trump or receive oral sex from Jacob Zuma? Come on, girl. I wish you guys could see her face. She's such a drama queen.
Other option besides them.
No, this is not an option.
It is as it is.
Zuma or Trump? You are giving, you are receiving.
You are giving Trump.
African men are very much given. They...
No, but Zuma is
giving you. You are giving Donald, but you're receiving
Zuma
from...
Zuma is giving me.
Yeah, and you are giving Trump. So which one is it? Would you rather give or receive?
I would totally receive, rather.
Yeah,
I would receive from Jacob Zuma if I had an
option. Better. Because if he flops, you just hit his head and say, tack, tack.
You then know, he moves Trump, on. I think he needs an experience.
Yes, girl. Yes, girl. Oh my god, like, so amazing.
Maybe you'll shake Natasha out of him.
He'll think properly this time.
Natasha, yes. Would you rather settle for a lifetime of bad sex or have mind-blowing sex only once in your whole life and never again?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Scenario is as is. Tough, né? I love this game. Oh my god.
Like, Candace, you questioned me.
Quite a vibe.
I told you the first time. I told you the first time.
Once.
And then. Yeah,
mind blowing sex once.
Once. Yeah.
Fabulous. Thank you very much. Craig was sexy.
Yes.
Would you rather be catfished
mm-hmm.
by someone who you totally fell in love with or be a victim of identity theft. And you know you've got lots of money, so figure that one out.
Also, they might go through my whole bank situation, so I'd rather be catfished.
And last one for RJ the Voice.
Yeah.
Would you rather lose a limb or lose your memory?
Limb.
Ha!
Limb. Without I'd rather memory. Lose... I'd rather... I give two options. Would I rather lose a limb or a memory?
Right? Your memory.
Yeah. I'd rather lose a limb.
Which one, actually, since we're on the topic?
Whew,
God forbid.
The third leg.
Tough. Hell, hell's to the no.
Ah, you'll never.
Hell's
you'll
to the
never,
no.
You'll never lose the third leg.
A finger qualifies as a limb.
A what?
Or a limb is a large portion.
Large portion.
A whole situation when?
One hand.
Okay.
DJ Coffee.
Rather, so here.
Yeah.
Black
yeah
right or left? Maybe
left, because I'm right-handed.
Black Coffee.
I don't wish this shit on me, but I'm saying if push came to shove, I'd rather lose.
You know, in life, you don't have the luxury of picking.
Yes, yeah. Dude.
So, it's hope.
Wait a second, Candace. You're polluting my own other news. Moving on. Thank you, Candace. Thank you. Thank you.
Urban was a lovely, culture drive. Yeah. This is CliffCentral.com.